found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dusty Dvorak joining us right now, doing a hell of a job as a color commentator. And he's on ESPN Youth Radio, Dusty and Danny in the morning. Former Sooner and Chicago Bear with us here on ESPN 97.5. And let's not forget the Omaha Nighthawks, too. Let's not forget that. Dusty Dvorak here on ESPN 97.5. Dusty, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Great to join you guys. And, yeah, man, you can't forget about those 2 years for the Omaha Nighthawks, man. The glory days of the United Football League. That was a great time to be alive, for sure.
Dusty, please tell our long – first of all, Dusty Dvorak, who I think is – and Dusty knows this. I said this a few weeks ago on Twitter. I think Dusty's developing into one of the best college football analysts out there. Just very efficient with what he says. Really gives you insight into the game. With that said, my wife's a Longhorn, Dusty. Okay, why should she take anything that you're going to say about this game seriously when you are clearly a Sooner? How in the world can she possibly think that you're going to give her Longhorns a fair shake?
Well, it's a great question for your wife. Tell her best of luck this weekend. And it's because I'm a pro, Lance, just like you. Like, look, I know where I went to school. I know who my alma mater is, but I have no problem doing my job and calling it how I see it. And I try to do that each and every Saturday, regardless of if I'm doing an Oklahoma game, a Texas game, an Oklahoma State game, or whoever it may be. I put my allegiances to the wayside. No different than when I put the headset on and do my radio show in the morning. I think that you can always deep down, have an appreciation for where you went to school. But when it comes to work, when it comes to being a college football analyst, if you want people to take you seriously, you have to take your job seriously. So I would plead with your wife, and if she's watched the last couple of weeks, because I've had the Longhorns, I feel that I've proven to a lot of people out there, and even though I went to school north of the Red River, I can do my job unbiased, and at a pretty high level.
Obviously, I'm kidding there, but it does happen a lot now. You used to never see that, but now, because there's more and more players who are going back and becoming color commentators in pro football, how is Tony Romo going to do a Cowboys game? Right. How can Jeff Van Gundy do a Rockets game when they used to talk about that? Actually, I never even think about it when the games are going on. You and I texted back and forth about Bijan Robinson. He's a guy with rare physical tools because he has phenomenal contact balance. He has that low center of gravity, which allows him to make cuts at unusual angles and elite angles. He has power. Tom Herman's name started trending on Twitter after last week's 200-yard performance by Bijan Robinson. And it's because Longhorn fans were pissed or were basically saying Tom Herman would have for sure lost this game against TCU, and Tom Herman would be rolling over in his grave watching how many carries Bijan Robinson got, and that's basically why he's not a Longhorn head coach anymore. Talk about that balance of taking a young player and, if you got a running back, you got to use him. If they give you the best chance to, I don't care if they're freshmen, sophomore. You played with Adrian Peterson, didn't you?
I did.
Last I checked, he was a freshman running all over Texas.
Yeah, he ran for, I think, 212 in that game, 1,900 yards as a true freshman. Look, I did Texas-Baylor last year, and that was pretty early on in the season. I have to go back. I want to say that was probably four or five games for Texas. And I straight up asked Tom Herman, why'd you use him five? Like whenever he would come in the game, he's different. He's a special football player. And, he kind of hold-hummed around. But I remember calling that game, the one we had, and even in that game, I think Bijan only had 12 carries. And at that point, it might have been the most he had had all season. And I remember thinking, man, that's not enough. I would just say to Texas fans, maybe you should be thankful he didn't use him more. Because honestly, if he would have ran him more, he'd still be that coach. Is that what they want? Because they should feel pretty good about Steve Sarkisian. It was befuddling to me a season ago that you wouldn't use a guy with this skill set more. And Steve Sarkisian is no fool. And we saw that over the weekend whenever he just continued to feed that man the football to the tune of 35 carries. He's You know what else? I just interviewed him on Monday, and I talked with him last Friday, and then for a SiriusXM interviewed him on Monday. He's such a great kid, like such a great young man, well-spoken, thoughtful, gets it. He's all about team. Like, as he continues to play better, he's just sharing the love with his offensive linemen. Told me after the Texas Tech game, he's been loaded a bunch of money. Now he's trying to get him shoes. And as he ascends and as he's able to bring in more, he just wants to spread the wealth. And how can you not love a guy who's about that? He's about, you know, try to take the spotlight off himself and share his shine with his teammates and especially his offensive line. So I just love everything about him. And, you and I have texted and shared, you know, I thought when you said Edgerrin James, I think that's a great comp, especially with size. But, man, his lateral, and I mean the jump cutting, is the lateral movement he makes. And the vision that he has, being able to see other defenders, being able to see in that outside zone scheme, being able to see cutback lanes and where that cutback is, and to be able to jump cut, make that move and accelerate and get to full speed so quickly. Then, oh, by the way, he's got great power. The Sark even told us he's the best route runner they have. Like, he's the full package. And, you know, I've said this on multiple platforms. I think that for me right now, he's the best running back in college football already as a sophomore. And I've been saying this on my show this week. I think he's got the biggest stage and biggest opportunity of any player in college football this weekend because that buzz is building. Like, Bijan Robinson is quickly becoming a household name. He's quickly entering into the Heisman Trophy conversation. There's no bigger stage in OU Texas. Game day, Curb Street, on the heels of his biggest performance since he's been in college. If he can go out there and continue to do what he's been doing to this Al Extension Oklahoma defense, I just think it's going to take a Sark year one era to new heights, but it's really going to take Bijan Robinson atop, you know, the best players in all of college football. And I just think what an opportunity, what a stage for a quality young man and one of the more talented running backs we've seen come through college football in recent memory.
Dusty Dvorak with us here on ESPN 97.5, played at OU. What's this game like? So what's this week like for all of these players?
It's, man, it's, you know, I'm biased. It's fine. I don't care. It's the best game in college football. I mean, it's the best game I've ever had a chance to be a part of. And, you know, it's almost right in the middle. I think it's within like 10 miles from Norman, Austin, right there, as both those, you know, both those football teams are going to make their way to the Cotton Bowl. And, you know, recruiting grounds, obviously at Dallas Metro, it's so big. I mean, the animosity between the fan bases, it feels like Sark's going to get this thing back with him and Lincoln. Whenever I played in this game, guys, it was, you knew if you won this game, you're going to win the South Division. You're going to play for a Big 12 title, and you're likely going to play for a national title. I mean, that was the stakes whenever I played this game. And I think that they're quickly going to start to get back to that level. But, you know, college football to me, the better product's the NFL. College football for me is all about the passion, the pageantry, a lot of the other things surrounding the game, the tradition that we all just soak in. And you're not going to find a better venue in all of sport for me that really embraces and takes all that in the State Fair of Texas. When we're driving in and you get that, all the Dallas police on motorcycles as your motorcade taking you into the Cotton Bowl, and you get in there, and it's a sea of humanity. Right. And the buses are trying to pull in. It's tight quarters and the people kind of part a little bit. And it's typically a lot of Texas fans. They'll be beating on the bus. And they'll be giving us the old number one. And it's like, hell yeah. OK, let's go. And then obviously you get yourself ready. And then whenever you go off the ramp, right, both those locker rooms face each other. It's unlike anything else you ever see. So when you step out to take the field, once your coach is giving that pregame speech and once you're worked up to a fever pitch, your hair's on fire. Then you open that door and you look over and there's your opponent. And you want to talk about a moment of, I mean, just sure, you know, I mean, just emotions, right? I mean, just what college football is all about is there. You walk down that ramp and you walk into that stadium and it's split right down the damn middle. It's burnt orange, it's crimson, and it's beautiful. And it's just unlike anything I've ever been to, any game I've played in, covered, any of it. And there's just so much on the line. You know that going in. And for us, for the way Coach Stoops used to approach that, he embraced it. Like, some coaches shy away from it. Some coaches are like, oh, next game on the schedule. you know, it's no more important than the other. That's what Coach Stoops did. Coach Stoops took this game very serious. He talked about it different. He treated it different. From the Monday of preparation, we were in there at 5:30 a.m. watching extra film. It was a more physical week of practice. And we really embraced that. Like, we embraced that role as this game is special. This game is something different. Yeah, it's part of, you know, it's a game that can get us to where we want to go. But we really circled this game, and we talked about it, and we worked through it throughout the course of the week. And once game day got there, man, that's when you got to just go have fun. And I can't wait for Saturday, and I just am very blessed and fortunate to have had a chance to play in four of them. And fortunately for me, went 3-1 in that, and the only loss, I say with pride, was to that 05 Texas team that was pretty darn good. Not many people were able to handle Vince Young in the Longhorns that season.
No, nobody did. I mean, there wasn't one team to beat them, obviously, on their way to the national championship. I think this game is also going to be a chance for Spencer Rattler. You know, it's not been kind to him. He has one game over 300. That was the first 300 passing. That was a Tulane game in game one. It was a close win for the Sooners. Western Carolina the next week, he had 5 touchdown passes. But other than that, one touchdown pass, 2 touchdown passes. He hasn't even hit 260 yards passing over his last 3 games, over his last 4 games. This is really a game where Spencer Rattler either continues on that path of inconsistency, or maybe this is a breakout game for him in the passing attack, and it looks more like a Lincoln Riley, you know, offense.
It's a great point, Lance. I mean, it really is. You know, it's been a mixed bag for him this year. I had the opener against Tulane, and, you know, just make some decisions to scratch your head. You know, the fundamentals aren't there. His footwork is all over the place. And, you know, one thing for optimism for Oklahoma, I thought that Spencer played his best game last week in Manhattan. And one thing that if you really dive into that tape and you watch it, two things emerge for me. Because this Oklahoma offense has been lethargic, right? I mean, they struggled mightily against Nebraska, I thought, at times. They struggled even worse against West Virginia, where at times they were just bad. And a big part, though Spencer was getting a lot of the blame, was the offensive line, which I know you respect Bill Beaton, but I think he's one of the best in college football. His guys hadn't been playing well. But last week in Manhattan, they ran more outside zone than they've run all year. They ran more outside zone, and they allowed their offensive linemen to really get off the football, run off the ball, get some movement, get some push. And when you can run the ball a little bit with Kennedy Brooks, which he averaged over 6 a carry, Eric Gray got it going a little bit, it sets up what? Well, you get off of a zone. You get boot. And the one thing I thought Lincoln did a nice job of was changing up some of the run team, but then marrying that with some boot and moving the pocket. And, you know, at some point, as Spencer ascends and gets to the next level, he's got to clean up his footwork. He's got to clean up his in-the-pocket mechanics. But I think Lincoln's kind of just come to the point to say, we're not doing that now. Right now, we have to put Spencer in a position to succeed. And where he's at his most comfortable is outside the pocket, moving to his right, moving to his left, off-schedule throws, seeing the field. I sometimes wonder, can he see the field very well? I think when he gets outside the pocket and things start to open up, he sees the field better. He's just more comfortable thrower out there. They did that a lot. Design, rolling the pocket, getting him outside, and he completed 88% of his passes. And he was actually able to hit some throws down the field. And with that running game going, a lot of what Lincoln Riley does is play action. A lot of the creativity he has is built off the run game. So if they got that going, they moved Spencer, I thought we saw his best. My guess is that's a glimpse of what we'll continue to see starting this week against Texas. But there's no question, a lot of eyeballs are going to be, and they should be, on Spencer Rattler. But I do think there's reason for optimism. If they stick with that game plan and they continue to put Spencer in those type of situations, he's going to have a chance to succeed. He's got a whip for an arm, man. A guy can absolutely throw it. Comes out of his hand so clean. You know, he's got a hand cannon. Throw from all the different angles that you want him to. And I do believe that if last week was a sign of things to come, we're going to start to see better and better Spencer Rattler. And the big reason, Lincoln Riley's putting him in better situations to succeed.
I'm on your Wikipedia page, Dusty Dvorak with us here. And man, you got a sweet do when you were with the Bears. Any chance you bring that back?
Man, I wish. I used to bleach that bad boy blonde, you know, hair down the middle of my back. I thought I was a I thought I was in a band or was riding a bike or something back in the day. You know what? I got a wife and three kids now, man. I don't know. I don't know if she's going to let me bring that back. I think there might be a little bit too much gray instead of blonde if I try to really bring it back. I like to look back at those pictures and reminisce the stone a little bit, think about what once was. But now I like to, I think my TV bosses like it a little bit cleaned up. So I don't know. You never know. I guess there's always a chance at some point, but for right now, I'll just keep those on the Wikipedia page and on the pictures on the internet so people like you can
search
back and go, what? This guy? No way these are the same dudes. I always love that approach. When people see me on TV and they're like, that can't be you. You used to look like this. Well, as a matter of fact, those two guys are somehow two of the same.
It's 9:45. That's Dusty Dvorak right here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks for joining us. Great stuff to talk about. We really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, man. Lance is one of the absolute best. I trust. Look, I don't know everything, but I'll tell you this. When it comes to NFL talent evaluation, player evaluation, you guys have one of the absolute best in Lance Zierlein. I always love reading his stuff. I always appreciate his insight. And I appreciate you guys having me.
He tells us that all the time.
I'm trying
Dusty.
To tell him that.
He knows.
I'm trying
us
to tell him
every
that.
Day.
He won't buy in.
Every day he tells us, Dusty,
he's
so we know that.
I'm just telling you, you work with a legend, one of the absolute best in the business. Streak in that information because it's as good as gold.
Dusty Dvorak right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, we appreciate it. Thanks
for Dusty.
Hanging.
Have fun this weekend.
All right, time for you, my friend. You're All-State in drafted analysis, aren't you?
Yeah, I was All-State, All-District, and All-State Siding and Windows. Is there All-State as well? All-State Siding and Windows, 25% off of your window installations right now. $2,000 off of complete siding jobs. Buy 10 windows, get 2 for free. These are some of the offers that they've got going on right now. 50 years of ownership of the company inside that family. It's a family-owned business. Family works inside and out. They're everywhere throughout the business. And so that name means something to them. Their quality of their product, their quality of their installation, that's very, very important to the entire crew over there. And they do the best job. I mean, their installs are clean. Their installs are quick. Their installs are done the right way so that you keep more of your electricity. You keep your electricity bills down. You keep the dust in the air from getting in. You keep your AC or your heater. You keep it in with these retrofit windows. And of course, you're going to see energy bills go down. You're going to see your sound. You're going to soundproof the house a lot better with new siding and especially new windows. Make sure that you check out all the great work that they're doing at allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.